This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Thursday Night Football. What are you laughing about? Because of the music you're playing?
Yeah, don't you love Primus? I love Primus.
No, I don't know anything about Primus. I mean, we go from music that I know nothing about from AMAC to music I know nothing about with Metal Chris.
I'm just saying, the thing that's best about Primus is seeing people's reaction to them when they've never heard them before.
I'm sure I've heard them because you've worked with me before.
They used to be all over MTV and stuff, too,
yeah,
you know.
My Name is Mud
is probably their biggest
song.
The
last time I watched MTV was like 35 years ago.
Sure, back when they played music videos.
MTV,
that's what I'm talking about.
Is
like
MTV still on?
I don't think they really show music, though. That's
no,
the thing.
I mean,
they have like reality shows for teenagers.
It is still a channel.
Yeah, but it's like reality shows for teenagers, you know. It's all about like that kind of stuff.
The last thing that I would ever watch, ever, is MTV. The last thing.
So I grew up watching it. I'm of that age group where like I grew up watching MTV.
I mean, I watched it some when I was 13.
Oh, no, no. I'm talking about when I was like five or six.
I wanted to see hot chicks.
When I was five or six, my parents had it on all the time. I'd sit there and watch like Madonna-thons and Michael Jackson's Thriller and all that stuff.
Well, yeah. But okay, that was when it was cool and we didn't have anything.
Yeah, I know. It was awesome.
I mean, why would I watch it now? Why would anybody watch it now?
I guess because it's for teenagers that like reality shows, I guess. I don't know.
All right. The greatest reality show in the world is sports. It never bores you.
I'm into that.
It never stops. That's for sure. Tonight, Thursday Night Football, right here, Team 980, Vikings, Chargers, Aaron Jones, who's been on injured reserve for the Vikings, with a hamstring injury, is expected to be activated and to play tonight, according to Kirk Herbstreit. So that helps the Vikings and Carson Wentz out. Carson Wentz was god-awful in the first half last week. I mean, not even close to being like adequate or reasonable. He was better in the second half, but he was so bad in the first half. It actually reminded me of some things we've seen around here. You know, some of those days where Cooley would come in on the radio and been like, listen, the quarterback's play was so atrocious, so bad, that it's impossible to evaluate anyone else. That's what it was for Carson Wentz for the first half and change last week. So we'll see against the Chargers, who got shredded like mozzarella by the Indianapolis Colts on the ground in every which way on Sunday. We'll see. The Vikings obviously need it. The Chargers desperately need it. Khalil Mack is back. We'll see. Should be a pretty decent Thursday night game. We'll see. Lamar Jackson is back, but he'll be limited again, according to reports from Baltimore today. So we don't know if Lamar Jackson is going to play. I would say if he makes it through today, maybe he can go full go on Friday. We'll see. Right now, I think that spread, I think I saw, where is it? my favorite it earlier today, and now I'm having trouble finding it. I think it's 6.5. I think it's 6.5 in favor of the Ravens. 6.5. Yeah, FanDuel. Nope. Okay, here it is. Frank Schwab. Yahoo Schwab. Schwab. A 1-5 team, that would be the Ravens, is a 6.5-point favorite over a 4-2 team that has won 4 in a row. As he points out, interesting line on the Ravens-Bears game that leads off the Week 8 NFL picks. Interesting line is one way to say it. How about a full of beep line? Once again, I have no idea what these handicappers and odds makers in Vegas are doing, what they're drinking. 2 weeks ago, they had the Ravens before their bye, I think before their last loss, after getting drubbed and dragged up and down the field by the Texans, who stink, and the Rams. They had the Ravens as the favorites to win the AFC North. I'm telling you, people, we're ahead of the curve on this. The old school mentality used to be these guys knew something. They don't. They're guessing. They're using some sort of analytics, some sort of data. They've got a bunch of computer bots that spit out a number. They're not using common sense. There's no way anybody could think that the Ravens should be 6.5-point favorites this week against the Bears. Even if it turns out to be that, even if it turns out to be right and the Ravens win and the Bears crap all over themselves, they're still not right. They're still crazy. They're still insane. They're still half drunk. 301-230-0980. Back to the phones we go. Bill is in Upper Marlboro to get us going in hour number two. Bill, how would you fix the Commander's defense besides firing Joe Witt? Go right ahead.
Hey, Russo, just a couple things I want to say. The only thing that I see that could fix or help the defense, not even fix it, is that I would not move Lattimore at all. Every game that we've watched, every time every team comes in that puts their receiver in motion and Lattimore follows them, it's like the secondary communication falls apart.
Mm-hmm.
I would just let him play the one-third of the field and put him in man and put everybody else in zone and see if that'll help. The second thing I want to say is...
I just want to clear something up. So you're saying put him in man on one side of the field, which is... But you can't really call that man, right? If
right, you can't call it man.
Right.
You're right.
But you're just isolating him on one side of the field because the communication, the paths, and all that stuff, which he's collided into Quan Martin a couple of times, most recently twice in the last two games for big plays. You're saying by keeping him on one side of the field, not having him travel, not having him switch, not having him rotate, not having him just keep him on the right side, keep him in place and hope that that does something, that is better than what they're doing now, which is sometimes running him in man across the formation. I can see that. I don't know if that'll help, Bill, but I can see that.
But if you see all the games now, the one game I can't remember that he made his own adjustment on the field, that he didn't travel, he made the safety of somebody go, and they had a successful play. But it seems like every team coming in is forcing him to travel, and they just have all kind of communication problems when that happens.
It's a good suggestion.
So the other thing I just want to mention to you real quick is a while ago when the Commander's schedule first came out, I was listening to some of the analysts, and I understand what you're saying. But they did not give the Commanders a good chance of winning until after the game overseas, whatever that is. And one of the things they pointed out is only Kansas City, but a lot of these teams that always get these primetime schedules constantly have a hard time with routines, everything. And I mentioned this one time on Sheehan's show, and he told me, no, he ain't never heard of that. That was an issue. But you kind of mentioned it. when you said you watched the way that they were practicing and it didn't make sense to you mm-hmm. on the way that they were practicing.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be something with the, with this primetime schedule that they've had almost since the season started.
It's a great point, great question. I'm very thankful that you remembered all that. Yeah, I mean, 2 weeks ago when they were preparing for the Bears, they did player recovery day on Wednesday. And then they did practice Wednesday and Thursday, player recovery day on Friday, and then a less than 1 hour practice on Saturday, which was their Friday practice. Then right. This week, that worked so well that they changed it completely to this week, which is no practice on Wednesday, recovery day on Wednesday, practice Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Now, listen, can we say that is absolutely the reason why they played poorly against both the Bears and presumably against the Chiefs? No, we can't say that. But when you combine the softish training camp, nobody playing for the most part in the preseason, and you combine all of this circumstantial-ish evidence, it leads you to believe, hey, man, do something again different but significantly different. Not mild or moderately different, switching a day but doing the same thing. Maybe that might work, but it's doing the same thing, right? It's doing the same thing. They're still doing the same thing. They just switched the days around. And to your point, all of these primetime games, short weeks, this, that, and the other thing, yeah, it's going to catch up with you, and it's going to cause a compressed schedule, and you're not going to be able to practice like normal. So when you have the opportunity to practice like normal, then practice like normal. And maybe actually, God forbid, Bill, do a little extra, you know? But I mean, we're afraid to push these guys at all. I appreciate you. It's a great call. Thank you. Got to let you run so we can get to some others. Let's go to Lee. In D.C., next up on the Team 980. Lee, good afternoon. How are you?
How you doing, Chris, man? It's my first time calling.
Nice to have you aboard,
always
Lee.
Always listen to your show.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Always listen to your show, man.
I appreciate you.
But you're talking football today, so I was compelled to call.
Okay. I like to hear
I've been coaching the defensive side of the ball for a while now.
Okay.
So when I look at this defense, I think our talent is a little better than what we're showing. So, first of all, we done lost Armstrong. So, what I would do is I would put Frankie Louvu, line him up against the best offensive tackle. I probably would move Kinlaw to the other end and have Payne and Johnny Newton play the 1 and 3 tech.
Mm-hmm.
That puts McGee on the field more than just playing versus 12 personnel.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a better blitzer. He's probably the best linebacker blitzer besides Louvu. The earlier caller said don't move Lattimore in motion, because our motion, when we face teams with motion, it messes up the eyes and keys of our secondary. Mm-hmm. They're not communicating well when teams go in motion. So mm-hmm. I probably would stop Lattimore from traveling, because when he travels, he gets out leveraged a lot of times.
Yeah.
when he travels with motion.
That makes sense. Well, because you're also right. Because you're traveling and because you're so concerned with running across the formation, it might take you out of some of your technique. Am I wrong?
You're right.
Yeah.
It takes you out, your technique, your eyes get bad, and the safeties, our safety eyes are really bad.
Yeah.
Like, we're missing Will Harris because he was a better communicator.
Yep.
Than Revo and Davis.
And he has Davis better range than anybody ever thought. I mean, we talked about that all right. offseason, but he's got, and I agree with you, Tota. Can I ask you a question? I don't know what level you're coaching at, but you sound like you know what you're talking about, okay? So let me ask you a question. One of the things that I was thinking about, and actually Mark Bullock, who does a lot of film breakdown, pointed this out, and I started studying it, started looking at clips and whatever. Do you think that by playing more of a traditional 3-4 with the fact that they're so thin on defensive ends and a way to get McGee on the field for, 50 or whatever snaps instead of 15, and to avoid the green dot communication issue would be like a better option. Meaning, a traditional three down lineman front with obviously your two edge guys, and whether you do Luvu or whether you do, Luvu would be on one edge and Vaughn presumably on one edge, and then obviously you mix and rotate. Would you think that might help? Because I think that could help.
I was just thinking a 3-4 flex, which you can make that look like a 4-3. You can make it could be a 3-4. I think that probably would help us out a lot more. And then when you talk about bringing 5-man pressure, I don't think we do enough to overload the offensive line. So, in offensive line play, when you talk about protections, you got a slide side and a man side, and you usually overload the man side. So, the man side would always have maybe the runner back help out the offensive line. So, instead of bringing it'll be two offensive linemen to the man side plus the running back. So you would try to overload by bringing four to one side.
I gotcha.
with some type of stunt.
Yeah.
Or just bringing somebody, an extra guy from off the edge would be a defensive back or anything like that.
What you're saying, if I understand you correctly, is you're saying it's not necessarily the 5-man blitz or pressure. It's the lack of creativity off of that 5-man pressure, correct?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So we don't do enough of that.
Yeah.
We see a lot of free rushes versus us, but we don't get a lot of free rushes. Like, the only time we got like free rushes was when we played San Diego, and McGee was a free rusher on like three occasions.
Mm-hmm.
So We need to get into being a little more creative with our pressure.
I got you.
And Payne and Kinlaw has to command a double team for us to be successful bringing 5-man pressure. Because if we don't get no double team, and we can't beat, they should beat a 1-on-1 every time. Like, Kinlaw was getting double versus San Diego, but he was still making plays. So we got to have that type of effort going forward.
I agree with you. And it's got to be a lot more consistent. I mean, there's so many things I'd love to talk more about. Please, Lee, call back again. It's great to hear from you. It was an excellent call. I learned a lot, and I am always for learning and different ideas. It sounds like you know very much what you're talking about, so I appreciate you. And please don't be a stranger. Let's put it that way, okay?
I got you.
Thank you, Lee. Appreciate you. Have a great afternoon. 220, Team 980. We will get to the Mark and Largo show. Chris in Maryland, our resident Falcons fan, get ready for the return of Kirko. Maybe. Plus, we got Cowboy B. We got the stock report. Oh, the Dallas Cowboys are getting healthier, and they waxed the Commanders. The Cowboy B stock report is coming up as well on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if she shoe shopping isn't fun. Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
See, now this metal, Chris, I know. I can relate. I can get down with.
You know who it is? No, you can see it. You can see it.
I can't see it anymore. They've taken this computer away from me, so I can't cheat. I mean, I know George Strait did a version of this.
No.
Conway Twitty?
Uh-uh.
No?
Waylon Jennings.
Waylon Jennings. Damn it. All right. It is time, boys and girls. I tried to put it off as long as I possibly can. But I cannot deny America any longer from the weekly staple that is shaking the world.
Is this America's segment?
Yes.
Would we call it that?
Yes. Yes. America's analyst right over here. Cowboy B. Cowboy B, that would mean you. Yeah, that would mean we got to turn on your microphone. We got to get you aboard. We only have a couple of minutes, so I want to get right to things. When I walked into the studio on Monday, and you looked at me, and you had this poop-eating grin on your face, you said something to me that I don't quite remember, but it was not very nice. Why were you so mean? Why were you so intent on trying to break down a diehard Commanders fan like myself?
Because you lost. You got to pop me up.
I can hear you. I can hear you.
You lost.
Yeah. I didn't lose anything. The team lost.
Oh, so now it's the team that
lost. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The team lost.
Do you think that you handled yourself professionally and correctly on Monday when you were parading around in your Cowboys jersey, your Cowboy underwear, socks, and a helmet? Do you think that that was the correct way to handle yourself at a Washington, D.C.-based radio station?
Are you trying to spin this like this is a professional work environment?
I got to give him to that. That was a good answer.
That was a good retort, Cowboy B. That was a good retort. You don't think we're very professional around here? You don't think we take our craft seriously?
Next question.
Cowboy B, how pissed are you that America counted out Dakota Prescott at the start of the season?
I'm not mad at all.
Not mad at all?
No.
No? You don't think America is getting their comeuppance?
America doesn't know football.
Well, that is true. You once said Cowboy fans are stupid, and now you're saying Americans don't know football.
Yes.
They don't know a lot of things. They certainly don't know hockey. I know that. But that's
well,
okay.
I would be included in
it. Yeah, well, it's true. We got to teach you some things. Dak Prescott the MVP right now, or do we still go somewhere else?
Dak is not the MVP right now.
Who is?
I'd give it to either Jonathan Taylor, Pat Mahomes. Baker kind of lost his case.
Yeah.
that Monday game. Yeah. So probably.
And Mike Evans to boot.
Yeah.
So, what did you think of CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens just absolutely torturing the Commanders secondary?
I mean, I kind of expected it going into the game because you guys just haven't been great on that end of the ball. So when I saw it, I was just like, let's go fantasy. That's pretty much what my reaction.
Were you, as you were watching that game and watching your team put up 44 points, were you thinking of how you could best stick it to me, a diehard Commanders fan, and most of our audience?
No, not really. I was more focused on, I hope the defense doesn't let Luke McCaffrey and company go off and make this a close game.
Yeah. So you weren't thinking of, I can't wait to shut those bastards up tomorrow, meaning on Sunday, like for Monday. You weren't thinking of, like, I've taken a lot of crap from these people over the last 6 weeks. Russell tries hard, thinks he's doing a nice thing by giving me this segment, but he's actually a meanie butt. You weren't thinking about any of that?
I mean, yeah, a little bit, but honestly, once I actually got into work, it kind of just, it didn't hit the same because I kind of wanted to win with everyone healthy, you know, Jaden not getting hurt and all that stuff. It just felt like someone's puppy died when I walked in.
Ooh, somebody's puppy died. Yeah. How about that? The Cowboys are what now? 3-1, correct?
Correct.
Is there a second tie coming down the pike? Do you think?
I hope not.
No? Okay. In 4 weeks, four games, let's do four games.
Mm-hmm.
What's their record?
It's a tough schedule coming up. We got Denver, then Arizona. Both teams historically have our number.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Haven't beat the Broncos since 1995.
Yeah. And Denver's got a really good defense, even though Jackson Dart shredded them quite a bit on Sunday.
That is true. I'm hopefully we're at least at 500 or just above it.
Here's the deal. And then we'll try and save America here from America's segment and America's team. And from Cowboy B, our Cowboys insider.
I'm being very diplomatic today. I could have came on here and just started talking absolutely insane to you, to Metal Chris over here, and to all the listeners out there.
And but instead you feel diplomatic. You're being responsible.
I mean, he's America's reporter.
Right, exactly. Instead, unlike Jerry Jones and talking all the kind of jelly gibberish that he does, you are talking responsible.
You have to be humble in defeat and victory.
Ah, I see. I see. Well, you're used to defeat, especially in January. So
I
understand you have plenty of experience. So you got at Denver this Sunday. Not going to be easy, although Denver might be a little primed for the picking, right? Because of what happened with the Giants last week.
Exactly.
Like you said, home for Arizona. That is what, a Sunday night game, or is that a Monday night game? It's an 8:15. I think that's a Sunday night game. No, it's not a Sunday night game. It's a Monday. It's the Monday after the after the Commanders and Seahawks. Then the bye week. Then Las Vegas in Vegas, where there'll be 55,000 Cowboy fans, again, on a Sunday night, 8:15. And then the Eagles at home right the Sunday before Thanksgiving. So at Denver, home for Arizona, bye, home for Vegas. I'm sorry, at Vegas, home for Philadelphia, and then Thanksgiving against the Kansas City Chiefs. So I'm not even going to ask you about Thanksgiving. We have plenty of time to cook a turkey on that. Next four games, that's a pretty tough road, like you said. They're 3-3-1. Give me a, you know, like, you never gave me a predicted record,
so
right?
Over the next three games.
Next four games. Five weeks, four games.
So we got.
They're 3-3-1.
Denver, Arizona, Chiefs, and who was that last team?
The Eagles. No, not the Chiefs. Denver, Arizona, Vegas, Eagles. America's counting on you, Cowboy B. We gotta pick up the pace here.
5-5-1. Win 2, drop 2.
All right. You know, Cowboy B, I'm gonna say this.
I think we get Eagles and Vegas.
So you're saying lose the next two?
you know what? Screw it. I'm going 6-4-1.
Oh!
We get Arizona. We get revenge on Kyler Murray in the game.
So lose Sunday in Denver. Win against Arizona, Vegas, and Philadelphia going into Thanksgiving.
Yep.
6-4-1. You heard it here on America's segment. America's reporter. America's insider. Cowboy B. How about them Cowboys?
You said it for me. See, see how much of a fan he is. He's doing the slogan and everything.
I can also say what you say all the time, and that is Cowboys fans are stupid.
I said that one time.
You say it all the time. You say it regularly.
No, I said it one
time. I mean, you talk down.
You replay the same sound.
You talk down amongst your people.
Well, have you seen Cowboys fans sometimes?
I've seen them. I've seen them.
Familiar with a few.
They're a bunch of idiots. I've seen them. I know a bunch of them.
I literally saw a tweet saying we should trade Trayvon Diggs, one of those first round picks, for Bradley Chubb and Jalen. It was ridiculous. I said, okay, see, this.
Well, I'll give you some pass rush, right? I mean, they have enough pass rush, I think. They just don't have enough sacks.
They do not have enough pass rush.
I mean, you could always use more pass rush, but they got plenty of pressure, plenty of knockdowns, plenty of hits. They tortured Jaden Daniels the other night.
Jaden Daniels was throwing to you and me out there.
Well,
on the
that's
field.
True. That is true. That's not a good combination for Jaden Daniels.
No.
Cowboy B, I'm proud of you. Thank you for changing your defense. Thank you for getting to Matt Eberflus. Thank you for challenging America to be better. Thank
You're welcome.
You.
Doing a public service for the people.
I appreciate you. That's America's reporter for America's team, America's insider, Cowboy B. And now that you've lost the last 9 minutes of your life listening to that, you can go on with your day. I'm just busting your chops. Don't get mad at me, Cowboy B. I'm just trying to make it funny. That's all. Let's do a trending alert and then more of your calls. Stay tuned. All right, so we have Thursday Night Football on tap tonight right here on the Team 980. It is the L.A. Chargers hosting the who are they hosting? The Minnesota Vikings and Carson Wentz. Kevin O'Connell coming to town. You can hear the game right here on the Team 980. Meanwhile, the Commanders back at practice today for the first time since losing to Cowboy B's Dallas Cowboys, 44-22. We are waiting on official word of how much Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel practice, but Dan Quinn did officially rule out Jaden Daniels, as was reported yesterday. Busy morning and not a good morning for the NBA as Chauncey Billups, the coach of the Portland Trailblazers, Terry Rozier of the Miami Heat, are all involved in a 30-plus person, wide-ranging investigation by the FBI into sports gambling and as well an illegal card operation involving the mafia and rigged poker games. Also involved in this, Cleveland Cavaliers former assistant coach Damon Jones, who apparently sold information or gave information about LeBron James' injury status when he was an unofficial coach with the Lakers a couple of years ago. A total of 34 people were arrested by the FBI this morning. So you have that. The Wizards losing their season opener last night in Milwaukee. They'll be in Dallas against Cooper Flagg tomorrow night. Flagg struggling in his debut for the Mavericks as they were blown out by Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. The Capitals are off today and off to Columbus after a win the other night. You can hear tomorrow night's game starting at 6:45 with the pregame. John Walton and company right here on the Team 980. The Odyssey app as they are in Columbus. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, my sweet child of mine just called. See what I did there, Metal Chris?
This is actually my older daughter's favorite song.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. How sweet. How awesome. Shout out to her. Shout out to my guy, Ty Guy, who never fails to call me during the middle of my radio show and said, oops, when I point out, hey, bud, you know I'm on the radio from 1 to 4 every day. Oops. Sorry, Dad. Love the kid. Just, you know, like a lot of kids these days, just doesn't pay attention. Just doesn't pay attention. This is a great song, by the way. Excellent choice. And now see the difference when you actually play music that I know? How more amped up I get? How about that? How about them apples?
Hey, if I play music you don't know enough, then you know it, though.
That's true.
That's how we go.
That is true. Metal Chris on the other side of the glass. Please say hello. Be nice to him when you call in at 301-230-0980. Introducing the IHOP Value Menu, where all of your breakfast favorites are just $6 each every day. Where else can you get a big filling sit-down breakfast for only $6? Go to your happy plates with the $6 IHOP Value Menu available every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Before we get back to the calls, I just wanted to check one thing. Oh, by the way, A.J. Brown not practicing for a second day in a row for the Eagles due to a hamstring strain. And that was a mystery to some on ESPN this morning, because they were saying, well, you know, usually when a player finishes a game, that's a real good sign that they're going to play the next week or that they're not injured. Yeah, I guess. But players, you know, people can get injured when they're not playing. We don't know if this is A.J. Brown being A.J. Brown and being a fool and trying to send some sort of subliminal message. I presume if it was fake, doctors might be able to tell that there's nothing wrong. I wanted to get to this real quick. Let me just pull up something here. There was absolutely nobody, not a soul, yet. Oh, wait a second. Wait, I just saw it. Navy Mo, who just deplores Cowboy B. Just deplores. Hates you. He just does. He turns the channel. He says, I could care less what a Cowboy fan thinks. Heading over to Grant Paulson and Funny Danny. And he tagged the Commanders on it. So I lost Navy Mo, who is a very loyal listener to this show, except for when Cowboy B comes on the radio. That he immediately goes click. Do you see the kind of damage you're doing? As he goes, wah, 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 wah. You see the kind of damage you're inflicting on this radio show, Cowboy B? You and your kind? The Dallas Cowboy kind. That's what we're talking about. What are you eating over there? No? No answer? Metal Chris, can you identify what he's eating?
Looks like some sort of cheese curls.
Oh, okay. Maybe some Dallas Cowboy goulash? Something like that? All right. Anyway, back to the phones we go. Let's go to the Mark and Largo show. Get that band cranked up. What's up, Mark and Largo show?
Boy, you know what? You just killed everybody that was listening, that was waiting on the calls because of this stuff with the Dallas Cowboys. Against Cowboys.
Wait a second. So you're saying that you're not entertained by the Cowboy B stock report? America's
not
reporter?
Really, because you know what's funny about the Cowboys is this.
Wait. Do you not like Cowboy B, or do you just not
like
the Cowboys?
I like Cowboy B. I like Cowboy B, but I like his analysis of what he said. Beating the Commanders with Jaden Daniels going down, it's pointless. And for everybody to sit up and think, if you're a Cowboys fan, that now you're going to the playoffs, check yourself at the door.
Oof.
Washington have no receivers. I don't know. As far as the defense is concerned, Chris, you know how I feel about the defense. They need to blitz 75% of the time. That'll solve their problems. Look at the Chicago Bears. Chicago Bears lead the league in turnovers. Why? Because I guarantee you they blitz more than 45% of the time. They don't have a better defense than the Commanders. They don't. But they blitz. Why they get turnovers.
Wait, who was it? I'm sorry. Who was it that you said blitzes more?
The Bears.
Oh, the Bears. The Bears. Yeah.
The Bears lead the league in turnovers because they blitz.
Well, the Jacksonville Jaguars, I think, still lead the league in turnovers. But I'm going to get you.
You sure? You may want to check about that.
I'll double check. I'll double check it for you. I'll double check it for you. The Bears,
I'll tell you this: the Bears in the top three.
Okay,
they're in the top three.
Fine, and obviously that's how they won the game. The Bears only blitz, according to Pro Football Reference, 22.6% of the time.
Oh, my God. You see, Chris, I hate when you do. You sound so much like a millennial when you do this. You're a Gen Xer. They always blitz 20%.
I'm just telling you what the reality is. I'm just telling you.
Millennial, man. Damn.
And guess what? Mark and Largo show. Da-da-da! You are right! They have 16 takeaways to lead the NFL, 11 interceptions, and 5 fumbles. That's now 2 clear of Jacksonville. You are right.
So why not? So here's my thing, Chris. Okay, you said the Commanders are blitzing 20% of the time, correct?
No, it's like 27%
of the time. You said that yesterday.
It's 27%
of the time. So they're blitzing more than the Bears.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is not rocket science. Okay, they don't need to be sitting down. If you don't have the players, you know what? Damn this. We're going to blitz. I know Patrick Mahomes will beat us on the blitz.
Yeah.
No one's expecting us to win.
Here's the thing, Mark. You know I love you. You do not have to blitz at all if you actually force turnovers and takeaways, which is what the Bears are doing. And they're not. It's not that they're not blitzing at all, but my point being, and I said this all summer and all fall so far, if you don't force takeaways, you cannot win in this league unless you have
a
top shelf elite Denver type talent defense. And even they need turnovers to win games, i.e. last Sunday.
I just think they need to blitz. I would blitz second and third down. Forget first down. You can put an 8-for-8 9-man front. But if the second and anything longer than 6 yards, blitz. If it's and third down, blitz. Definitely blitz. I mean, there's just a red. I mean, it's not. I just wish Joe Witt didn't try to make this like it's rocket science. if you're doing one way and it hasn't worked for you for 27 games,
yeah, I would agree.
You can't go in there and do this the same way on Monday and the rest of the way and think this team is going to do something, no matter if Jaden comes back the following week and Jaden has to play for the rest of the year, or we win 30-27.
Well, yeah.
Or we beat Detroit 34-30.
Here's the problem,
Miami,
right?
27-22.
But here's the problem. They thought the run defense was their only problem. Right? Well, I shouldn't say that. They thought the secondary was an issue, but they thought they had it solved with Will Harris and drafting Trey Amos, right? And Marshawn Lattimore, as long as he was healthy.
That's been a total disaster.
It's been a total disaster because Harris was playing well, got hurt. Trey Amos has played well, right? But here's the biggest problem. Marshawn Lattimore being healthy and still stinking against great offenses or very good offenses is an enormous problem because you can no longer hide behind, but it's just not healthy anymore.
But don't you think Marshawn will be a big benefactor if you blitz more? Because if you're going to sit back and let him play,
if you get home and if you get knockdowns,
that might not be a strength.
Yeah, if you get knockdowns.
Here's the other problem I have. There's two things I was going to say, then I'm going to get off the phone.
Yeah, real quick.
One, I think the NFL has totally screwed the Minnesota Vikings this year from the scheduling principles. I know you haven't talked about it, but I know you'll agree with me on
that. Yes, I do. But we'll talk about that more at a different time.
We'll talk about that more later. The other one is I do think when people go out and make trades, you have to start looking at what fits for the type of defense you do or the offense you do. Just because someone looks good in one particular offense or defense does not mean they would look good in yours.
Well, yes.
And that's where I'm not putting this on Adam. I'm not calling for Adam Peters. I'm not saying that. I think Adam Peters has done a great job. I've said this on your show. I have a lot of love for Adam Peters. I just think he needs to work a little bit harder to get more talent around Jaden. But I just think that if they would blitz more, it may work to more of an advantage to Marshawn Lattimore in a pressure type of defense. I think that's where he can excel.
I'm going to let you go on that. I appreciate it because we're way late. Yes, I agree with that. But it would help everybody. Why they aren't doing it? It's because they don't trust those guys on the back end to hold up if they don't get home. On the Team 980, we continue along. Stay with us. Just finishing up the hour. We're not going to be able to squeeze a call in here before the top, so just hang tight. ESPN's Seth Walder, who loved, apparently, the Lattimore trade last year, as many of us did, kind of cooking Marshawn Lattimore and the Commanders, mentioned he's second in the NFL among cornerbacks with 7 penalties in 2025, which, again, we saw a big one in the end zone. I thought it was a good call. A lot of people had a problem with it. I did not. I thought it was a good call. He said, quote, had the Saints kept Lattimore and tried to trade him this offseason, I'm guessing they wouldn't have gotten nearly the same return because of the hamstring injury and the uptick in his salary from 24 to 25. In retrospect, it's hard to view this deal as anything more than a pure win for New Orleans. According to Pro Football Focus, Lattimore, one of the worst NFL cornerbacks with a 44 overall grade, ranking him 107th out of 112 at the position. Commanders, of course, are paying $18 million. They got another $18 million on the books. The best thing the best part of this, here's how I'll wrap up the hour. The best part of this, the Commanders didn't, I don't know if there was an ask. The Commanders didn't convert any of his contract money, non-guaranteed, into guaranteed money, and on top of that, didn't extend him. Because at this point today, as we sit here, there's zero chance Marshawn Lattimore is going to be here next year. And very well it could go down as one of the worst trades this organization has probably ever made. Right now. Still time to improve. All right. They keep eating on ESPN. I don't know why. They do this every Thursday. They make us absolutely just stone cold starving because all they do is eat instead of talking about college football. But they go to a campus every day or every Thursday, and all they do is eat food. And I'm hungry. Right? Oh, what do you got there?
Got me some Cheez-Its.
Oh, you got Cheez-Its. He's got what? Peanuts or whatever.
Some sort of cheese puffs.
Oh, goldfish, right? All right, I got
to
go get some.
He inspired me to go hit the kitchen and grab a bag of Cheez-Its.
Attaboy. 259, Team 980, back in a flash. Don't you dare touch that dial.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.